Memorial Day weekend marks the beginning of summer, except in Hollywood. These days, the first summer blockbusters arrive in April. Still, the school's getting out. Things are about to get busier at your movie theater. Here is NPR critic Bob Mondello to tell us what's in store in his annual summer movie preview.
Hollywood had one of its biggest summers ever in 2015, and a look at the top attractions tells you why. There was an Avengers flick, a Mission Impossible sequel, Marvel's Ant-Man, and that year's biggest smash, Jurassic World. Well, guess what? It's 3 years later, the latest Avengers movie, Infinity War, is already open, and coming soon, another Mission Impossible sequel, another Ant-Man movie, and a return to the planet's most disaster-prone amusement park.
Something's coming.
It's the T-Rex.
Stop! It's not a T-Rex.
They built Jurassic World on a volcanic island. And the volcano erupts in Fallen Kingdom, prompting a question that will occur to quite a few of the heroes in this summer's blockbusters.
Am I dead?
Not yet, kid.
Also not dead yet, Tom Cruise taking on impossible mission Fallout.
What the hell is he doing?
I find it best not to look.
What he's doing is surviving his own bosses trying to kill him, something Paul Rudd can probably empathize with in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's put at a bit of a disadvantage in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Hold on. You gave her wings?
And blasters.
So I take it you didn't have that tech available for me?
No, I did.
Ant-Man wasn't with the rest of the Marvel team in Infinity War. Maybe we'll find out why. The reason the Incredibles haven't been around is that in the Pixar universe,
superheroes are illegal.
We want to fight bad guys.
I am a bad guy.
It defines who I am.
We're not saying you have... What?
Someone on TV said it.
In Incredibles 2, Mom gets an offer.
We need Elastigirl.
Bye, sweetie.
And Dad?
I'll watch the kids, no problem.
Trickier when the kids all have superpowers, and they're not the only animated kids being unleashed on the movies.
The Teen Titans!
No one wants to see us, fool!
Also a more than 100-year-old kid named Dracula, whose daughter decides he needs a vacation from running the Hotel Transylvania.
Where are we going? A cruise?
Oh, no.
That last line is popular with dads who could use a vacation.
No.
This one's Dwayne Johnson, who in Skyscraper is providing security to the tallest building in the world while trying to save his daughter, who is of course in that building. John Cho, meanwhile, is trying to save his daughter in Searching.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, sweetheart. Where are you?
Study group. I'm gonna go all night.
Oh, one more thing. I want to know about
Searching is a thriller with a gimmick. Every shot on screen is of a screen.
We'll handle the ground investigation.
Other thrillers include Sicario, Day of the Soldado, with Benicio del Toro kidnapping a drug lord's daughter. Ant-Man's Paul Rudd plays a real-life baseball player turned assassin in The Catcher Was a Spy, and an entire generation is endangered.
Soon, there wouldn't be any kids anywhere.
In the Darkest Minds.
The government wasn't afraid of what happened to the ones that didn't make it. They were afraid of us, because the ones that survived changed.
Sound a little dark? Well, there'll be plenty of laughs this summer, too. The comedy Tag, for instance, features adults who have not put away childish things.
Our group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
Synchronize your watches.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't wear a watch.
Time is a construct.
So who's it?
Detective Melissa McCarthy is investigating puppet homicides in the R-rated Happy Time Murders, which is being sued for its advertising slogan, No Sesame, All Street.
Hey, handsome.
You looking for some rotten cotton?
I'm a woman. That's okay.
Yeah, that's even better.
Got a good time for you.
In The Spy Who Dumped Me, friends cope with the aftermath of a romantic breakup.
But he dumped me.
Drew was CIA.
I'm sorry, what?
Some bad people are after me. Now they're after you.
And a Chinese-American professor discovers that her fiancé is Singapore's most eligible bachelor in Crazy Rich Asians.
So you really should have told me that you're like the Prince William of Asia.
That's ridiculous. Much more of a Harry.
Comedies making a satirical point include the Sundance hit Sorry to Bother You, in which an African-American telemarketer hits pay dirt when a coworker gives him a bit of advice.
You want to make some money here? Use your white voice.
My white voice.
As always, we'll be getting that out to you right away.
You're doing so good with the voice thing.
Holla, holla, holla,
Spike
holla,
Lee tells a true story that's more serious but has a similar starting point. In the 1970s, African-American detective Ron Stallworth made a series of phone calls from the Colorado Springs Police Department. Before long, he'd become a black Klansman.
This is David Duke.
Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. That David Duke?
Last time I checked. What can I do for
you? Well, since you asked, I hate blacks. I hate Jews.
Mexicans and Irish.
Black Klansman won the Grand Prix at the Cannes Film Fest, and it's one of the summer's many true life stories. Others include Gotti, in which John Travolta plays mob boss John Gotti. Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, with Joaquin Phoenix playing quadriplegic cartoonist John Callahan. And the celebrity documentary Whitney, about singer Whitney Houston.
People think it's so damn easy.
Another documentary called Won't You Be My Neighbor is about the man who said that neighborly phrase for years on TV.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
What would you like to tell
me? I like you.
I like you, my dear. Thank you very much for telling me that.
Kids feature in a very different way in another documentary, Far From the Tree, a fascinating look at how families cope when children are not what their parents expect, which is the very situation Jim Parsons and Claire Danes face in a fictional context in A Kid Like Jake, when they realize their four-year-old may not have a traditional gender identity.
He asked why boys can't wear skirts.
I don't want to send him off to kindergarten labeled.
What if he starts thinking there's something wrong with him?
A Kid Like Jake kicks off a virtual festival of LGBT films this summer, including the high school coming out comedy Alex Strangelove, the conversion therapy drama The Miseducation of Cameron Post, and the music dramedy Hearts Beat Loud, about a dad who wants to form a band with his lesbian daughter.
When jam sesh time arrives, we have to put aside childish things like homework and med school.
Please don't.
In two films that have been popular at film fests, straight daughters also have dad troubles, Suburban Style in Eighth Grade.
I think you're so cool. Maybe you just need to put yourself out there a little.
I'm going to stop eating with you if you keep eating.
And Survivalist Style in Leave No Trace.
Do you feel safe living with your dad?
We didn't need to be rescued.
And if those pictures seem less escapist than you had in mind, rest assured that summer wouldn't be summer without sequels and remakes you had no idea you wanted to see. Among them, Equalizer 2, with Denzel Washington in a lethal mood.
I'm going to kill each and every one of them, and the only disappointment is that I only get to do it once.
A rethink of the 70s blaxploitation flick Superfly, about drug dealers, moves the action from Harlem to Atlanta.
I gave people jobs when there were no jobs. Now I got operations all over the city. Isn't that what the American dream's all about?
Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, and Mindy Kaling have a different American dream, to give the heist film a gender makeover in Ocean's 8.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball, and we are going to rob it.
Can't we just go to this? Do we have to steal stuff?
Yes.
And stealing focus will be Cher's job when she joins the ABBA crowd for the season's almost inevitable musical, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Grandma, you weren't invited.
That's the best kind of party, little girl.
You are about to become a great-grandmother.
Great-grandmother. I'm leaving that out of the bio.
Blockbuster season, Here We Go Again. I'm Bob Mandela.